From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Friday.
Very good morning, Mike.
A bit Uggs at the warehouse, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mike. Look, for every little green shoot we see out there, every sort of shining light or economic tailwind, we get a wee reminder, don't we, that the economic milieu is, well, it's variable, it's fractured. And, Mike, I was at a conference recently listening to a panel of local economists. I'm not sure if there's a term. Is there a term for a group of economists? What do we call that?
A gabble?
A gabble or a gaggle? Anyway, I think it was Sharon Zollner, and apologies ahead if it wasn't, but she said you do get green shoots next to dead plants. And I think it's pretty obvious at the moment that we are seeing this. I mean, Fonterra, we spoke about yesterday, strong profit, good dividend. And then yesterday we get Warehouse's annual result, and things are pretty tough at the Warehouse, which we already knew, but we got confirmation yesterday with the company revealing their first ever loss. So they actually lost money. So they did a results announcement, annual briefing. They reported a loss of $54 million. That loss generated by a big hit from the sale of Torpedo 7, winding up the market.com. Look, I guess on a positive note, looking through the numbers, their gross margins are holding up. They were, fortunately, they were the beneficiaries of lower supply chain costs towards the end of the year. But look, they're now deep in the midst of a strategic reset. There's lots of that going on in corporate New Zealand at the moment, the ubiquitous cost-out process seemingly everywhere. Warehouse now focusing on core retail functions, a fit-for-purpose retail model, so shifting focus away from those online models and back to the sort of physical stores. But it's still looking tough ahead for them for the next little while. The red sheds, Mike, they were disappointing in the second half of the financial year, in particular categories homeware and winter apparel, which were problematic categories everywhere. If you sort of strip out grocery, which is now a decent chunk of the red shed sales, if you strip those out, sales were down 12%. So they really need to rethink the proposition. You know, why do you or I go to the warehouse? The blue sheds, warehouse stationery, they appear to continue to be the beneficiary of the sort of working from home effect, so kitting out the home office. I expect that will continue for some time. You know, despite attempts to reinvigorate working from the office, I don't think it's going to happen overnight. Noel Leeming's, well, fair reliance there on discretionary spending, and that's a challenging space at the moment, isn't it? So look, even if you strip out the one-offs, by their own admission, performance was poor. So I think still quite a lot of hard work ahead, forward and senior management of the warehouse.
Indeed. And then we come to the battle of ideas, and Dominic Stevens was into the arena yesterday.
Yeah, this is Soapbox Friday. I'm bringing back Soapbox Friday, Mike, because I couldn't go past this, what would normally be a speech of, well, niche interest. It was delivered by Dominic Stevens, ex-Westpac. I think he's ex-Westpac chief economist, wasn't he?
Yes.
He's now the chief economic advisor to New Zealand Treasury. And this was entitled Longevity in the Public Purse. So, you know, not a sort of a page turn you wouldn't have thought, but in the context of the cost of the aging population. But he said that Treasury has been banging the drum for many years now on the long-term sustainabilities of fiscal policy. And if you wanted a balanced dose of economic reality, you got it in here. He really reiterated this long-term sustainability of fiscal policy, referring to structural deficits and what is a long-term fiscal challenge. He said the trajectory of debt is concerning. And he makes the comment, Mike, and I think you'll like this, fiscal policy is easier to loosen in a downturn than it is to tighten in an upturn. So that's the problem. Once you've given it out, hard to take it back.
Yep.
And the thing is here, Mike, he said that government action is not, we don't just need government action. We need government action together with an improving an environment of improving economic activity. So the current government, the finance minister, they're trying to deal to this. But in case you think this is ideologically driven, Treasury, independent Treasury, are telling us we have to do it, and it will not be without consequence. Now, those previous high levels of government spending were inflating economic activity. Take it away, and that boost to economic activity reduces. But at some stage, somebody has to do it.
Correct.
Somebody. And if you're interested in this stuff, the speech is definitely worth a read.
But then you come to the politics of it all, which I suppose is tied in. But then again, what the hell happened with the NZX 50 yesterday? It went through the roof.
On fire. What do you reckon about that? Up over 2%. Well, I had a quick look because I've been at this conference. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare had a good bounce back, and it's just looking better, Mike.
Good. What are the other numbers?
The Dow Jones is also up 293 points, 0.7%, 42,208. The S&P 500 is up 16 points, 5738, and 0.5% gain on the NASDAQ, up 94 points, 18,177, the mark there. FTSE 100 also gained 0.2%, 8,284. And across Asia, markets were still very strong on the back of the monetary policy stimulus. The Nikkei up 1,055 points, 2.79%, 38,925. And the Shanghai Composite bang on 3,000, up 3.61%. So very strong markets there. The ASX 200 up 77 points, 8,203. And as you said, yeah, the NZX 50 on an absolute riot yesterday, up 267 points, 2.18%, 12,491. Happy days. The Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.6326. The Aussie, 0.9175. 0.5659 euro, 0.4714 pounds. Japanese yen, 91.56. Gold also still strong, 2670. And Brent crude, here we go, $71.39. And you've got more to say on that, haven't you?
Yes, I do. By the way, for you to ponder over the weekend, a sum of economists, a total of economists, a wrong of economists, a debt of economists.
That this program gives you everything, doesn't it, Mike? It gives you everything. It's the winner.
I've been saying it for years. Have a good weekend. We'll catch up next week. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.